I'd like to do a short guided meditation. And this is for the benefit of my father, who requested that I do this for him. So sitting comfortably, bring your attention to the top of your head. Breathe deeply. Breathe into your belly, soft belly. And let the breath reach its natural rhythm. Notice your posture, the contact of your buttocks with the cushion, the chair, your hands folded in your lap. Notice the space above you, to your left, to your right, the space behind you. Feel the space in your body, the air element, the breath coursing in and out. Feel your tiredness. Feel the pressure in the heart area. Feel the pain of the ears. Feel the joy. Feel the freshness of the morning. Breathe into that belly. Allow yourselves to be fully present for this moment. Notice the energy pulsating in the throat, in the chest area, or wherever you feel it. Notice the rising and falling of the abdomen. Listen to the silence. Really listen to your own heart beating. Hear the rain gently pelting on the window panes. Why are we here? Contemplate what it is that brings us to stop, to watch, to listen. Trusting our pilgrimage into truth, a journey into the unknown, the present moment, unveiling itself before us, bringing we know not what. Pain, perhaps, sadness, awareness of an anger locked deep within us, recognition of a terrible grief that keeps our heart in a grip of despair. But in the present moment, we can be with it and let it go. Moment to moment, not being frightened of it, but just feeling it. Breathing into it, whatever it is that arises in consciousness. Pouring the water of love and forgiveness into our hearts. Notice the space between thoughts as they arise. Let the thoughts go. Don't engage in their content, but observe the process. The mind thinking away. Think, think. Let it go. Let it run its course. Find the gaps between thought. Go deeply into the vast spaciousness of the mind. We are so small. How can this great love, this great emptiness, the whole vastness of the universe be found within us? How is it so? We investigate. Bringing awareness, fresh awareness, tender awareness, merciful awareness to each moment, opening slowly. A flower blooms in its time. The heart opens as it is able. If we force it, we destroy the flower. We cannot peel open the petals of a rosebud. Before their time. Be that bud. Be that rose. Opening gently. Holding our pain just for this moment, not frightened of all the moments that we may have to hold it, but just this much, now. That's all we have. No yesterday, no tomorrow. This is all we have. Observing, sitting tall, allowing the energy to rise to the top of the head, allowing the life to flow in and out on the current of breath. Scan the body from time to time. Feel the sensations that are there. Whatever feelings may be arising, know them just for what they are. Not me or mine, but just feeling, memory. Mental objects, moods, weariness, sleepiness, restlessness, boredom, regret, anxiety, anger, sadness. joy. Whatever we feel, feel it with all of our humanity. Breathe into it. Allow it to wash through us. We die to our pain and we heal into life, accepting it all, not separate from any pain that may arise, but being wholly with it, being completely with it, becoming whole by finding peace with it. Be aware if you're sliding back into the past or tipping into the future. It's a question of balance. Like walking a tightrope, staying in the present moment. Listening to the silence. Listening to the incessant chatter of the mind. Listening to the grinding of our sinews. Listening to that finest detail of our own being. Breathing our breath. Receiving the thoughts and letting them slip through like visitors, temporary guests arising, ceasing, coming in one door, the mind door. And leaving again. If we engage, if we believe our thoughts, if we invite them to stay, we will become lost, going back into the past and the future, or analyzing the present moment. No, we let them go, knowing their impermanence. No matter how interesting, how intriguing, how absorbing, we let them go. We know thought as thought, not my thought. Just thought, like bubbles, like the foam on a wave, like a mirage. They are born and they die, just as this body. All that arises, all that takes birth, ceases. That is the law of Dhamma, the natural law, and we abide with it. We find our refuge in that. We fully accept. we make peace with it. And in that acceptance, there is true happiness to be found, the joy behind the sorrow, hidden and revealing itself to us moment by precious moment. Listening, we reflect, not thinking. The thoughts come and go. Reflecting, we understand. We understand the phenomena of body. Body is body, the physical phenomena. The mental phenomena, thoughts, feelings, perceptions, moods, arising and ceasing. And the flame of awareness, a loving light shining in all directions. Unmasking every hidden crevice in our hearts. Vigilant attention to the present moment. Allowing the world to unfold at our feet, in our own hearts. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Letting go, putting things down, allowing things to be just what they are. This is the truth of the way it is. There is suffering. And there is non-suffering. There is suffering. There is a cause and a condition for that suffering. There is a way leading to the ending of suffering. And this way is the way of Dhamma, the way of opening to the present moment, being able to accept, to be fully alive. If we are not alive now in awareness, we are as if dead. Live. Feel. Know. Trust. A pilgrimage of trust. Trust and insight into our real nature. Is there anyone there? Anything solid to stand on? Just the constantly changing flow of phenomena. In the body and the mind. No one there. No being. There is just isness, the suchness of being, of knowing. This process . Nothing that we can hold on to. It's all impermanent. And the truth of that is our refuge. What a great burden we can put down. We don't have to hang on to the past or be lost in our hopes and dreams. just coming back to the knowledge, the knowing of this moment. That's all there is to know, truly. Opening to the mystery of what is arising and ceasing within us. Allowing our hearts to really open . Be that rose in the sun, awakening to the dawn. The mind creates suffering. The mind creates happiness. Everything is derived, made from the mind. The mind creates the abyss, and the heart, here in our own heart, we cross it with love. Doesn't matter, young, old, that's the body's business. Vigorous, tired, doesn't matter. It just takes mindfulness, being fully present for this moment. Nothing to do with intelligence. Just be awake. Ready. Letting go of fear. Feeling it, knowing it for what it is, and letting it go. And if it arises again, we feel it again, know it for what it is, and let it flow through us. Breathing deeply into that fear. The pain in the body, the pain in the heart, whatever it is. Letting it be. And being with it completely. What is death? Contemplate. We're either frightened of it or we can't wait. But who is there to die, really? If there is only this ever-changing, constant flux of conditioned phenomena arising and ceasing in each moment, who dies? O pilgrim, please wait. Don't even wait. Just listen. The world will roll in ecstasy at your feet.